Each week during our sermon series, we're going to have somebody from the congregation come and share a little bit about their passions. And so I've asked Gail to come and share this morning. So would you give Gail a warm Blake Moore welcome?
Good morning. Well, when John brought this up to me to share what has been going on with me for the last year, I was delighted to be able to share with you the story of how this all came about. And I hope it'll help you recognize your strengths and things that you can do to help in making our the church go further and help meet needs of people. I'll start out by saying when I was a teenager, my mother took me to the doctor one day because I'd been dragging around and had no energy, and the doctor determined I was a little bit anemic, but I was probably depressed. My mother was going to have no part of that, no depression in this family. And so for about 10 years, I went without getting any help for that. Finally, after those 10 years, I did end up getting some treatment, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It opened up my eyes to new ways of thinking and of viewing things and of the way I felt. And along with medications, it was a whole change of life, a new life for me. There's been so much stigma attached to mental health conditions that many people suffer with this type of problem. And through years of therapy and a lot of things that I participated in, I decided that what I wanted to do was to get a social work degree and be able to help others the way that the therapist had been able to help me. And that was the most meaningful thing for me, to be able to help hurting people and care in an unconditional way that could help lift self-esteem and acceptance. I really wanted to give back, which is where the passion starts. Your help, you want to give back. Early in my social work career, I did a lot of mental health work, and I knew that it was my favorite population to work with. The people are so appreciative and grateful for anything that you give them, the unconditional acceptance. It's great to see them improve and increase their functioning ability. I had to stop working in that field when my husband, Tom Lemke, became quite ill, and I had to find a different part of mental health that I could focus my care on taking care of him and his illness. And I stayed in that field with the state, the Department of Intellectual Disabilities, until I retired in 2008. So last fall, when our church had this vote to leave or to stay, it was a hard time for all of us. It just seemed like we were mired down in mud and no direction or focus. I was very uncomfortable and doing nothing, just sitting there. I think everybody was. Everyone knew we needed to do church differently, but how? We'd had discussions at Wednesday Night Life about options to do, but I just still felt very perplexed with it. And several of you know probably that for a couple of years I've struggled with some pretty serious gastritis off and on that sometimes stays with me a while. Well, one day last fall I was dealing with this at home, sitting in my recliner and looking for something positive to do with my time, even though I was not feeling well. I just began to think, what can we do as a church to help meet people's needs in the community? You know, we were looking for ways to draw people to come in. But ultimately, a ministry that would be meaningful to people. And so I was sitting there, and it occurred to me, I remember Pastor John's recent sermon at that time about the depression that Nancy had had, and that the struggles they were going through, and that he also wanted to get some help to help him deal with it. And I just was so in awe that he was so open about that. That is what mental health has a stigma, you know, and breaking that silence is really crucial to it. We need to talk about it. And I appreciated that so much and recognized their need. Then I began to think about some other people in the church that I knew were suffering with depression, and it just suddenly came to me. I could lead a depression support group at Blakemore. It was like a light bulb. I immediately felt this euphoric feeling coming through me that God was like saying, you've got it. That's what you're supposed to do. And I just was just so joyous. Even though I was sick, I was just felt this joyful feeling that here was this plan before me that I don't know about all of the church, but it's something that I can do that can help people. And so that's sort of how this group got started. I talked with Pastor John about it, and we decided we would start it in January. We started out with 6 or 7 people, and by early summer, we had 15 people attending without maybe 5 or 6 others that were sometime regulars that could have come, and I realized, this is getting big. I need some help. Now, the size has decreased through the summer. I've learned that often that happens with support groups like this in the summer, and they pick up in the fall. It's kind of common. But one of the things that claimed, that all these people claimed, nearly all of them from the community, was that the sign in front of our church is what brought them here. They saw the sign, free depression support group, all welcome. The time. And they'd say, I was driving down there and I know I've had some problems and I hadn't done anything about it. And that's something I could do. And I'd say, I need to go. And so they would come and show up. And I think they've all been so grateful we've had it. Not everybody stays a long time, but some do stay with us a while. But I counted back, we have had 36 community people attend the group since we started in January, and we're so grateful for that. The group is very grateful for this church that we're offering it. I try to, you know, expound to them this is a loving, caring church, and that we would, you know, welcome them if they had a desire to do that. And they do appreciate it. They understand this is a ministry that we are offering, and that this church supports that. The sign has been so important to some of them, they kind of feel like it's a beacon, that they have become very upset when it's not up there. Of course, I know that can't stay up there all the time. We have to share that. But it's just sort of a testament to the need, that there's so much that people need and that maybe we can expand to help with that. So when we had talked about our increasing numbers, we had talked about maybe a second group, and I needed to have a backup person because occasionally I get sick and I couldn't go, and I just hated that when we couldn't keep it ongoing. So Joe Hensley has been helping me the last 3 weeks. He's had an interest in doing this, and I'm very grateful for him to do that. I've had some others that have also expressed interest in doing it, but question, you know, their busy schedules, do they have enough time? And I understand that. And we're kind of looking at that still. There may be a way we can incorporate those on a, less frequent basis to kind of keep them involved. So we're going to be working on that a little bit. I just want to thank my Blakemore family for the support that you all have given me and all of us that are working with this group, and it means so much. And I know the group members appreciate it. I'm still excited about this opportunity to serve. There's always something new and different that comes up, and so appreciate your prayers and your support. And I feel like God is leading us in the right direction with this ministry, and I believe he's going to continue to bless us. Thank you so much.